So welcome back to the Heart series, and today 10 of part 3. Well done for sort of coming to the end of part 3. Of course, we've still got today's meditation to go as well. But hopefully throughout part 3, you've started to get a sense of how our ability to share this sense of unconditional happiness, contentment, kindness, love, again, whatever words work for you in your own mind, our ability to share that isn't limited. It's only limited by our own mind. If we train the mind, if we begin to realize actually that there is no limit, then all of a sudden life starts to look a little bit different. And it starts to feel a little bit different. We're able to share those qualities not only with the people who are close to us, who we really care about, who we have a vested interest somehow in them being happy, whether it's because we look up to them or because we rely on them being happy around the house or at work or whatever it might be. But we can take that even further and begin to share that unconditional quality with people who we have no vested interest in whether they're happy or not, usually. So regardless of whether we get any benefit out of ourselves, it doesn't matter anymore. We're simply happy to share that with another person. We're simply happy to be grateful, to appreciate seeing another person enjoying themselves, to be happy, to be content. The temptation so often in life is to resent when we see another person having something that we would like ourselves. But as long as we're resenting, we're resisting, there's an element of conflict, and therefore we don't get to experience that sense of happiness within ourselves. So the more we can open up, the more we can let down the barriers and actually start to live life with a sense that there is enough of this to go around, we can share it with absolutely everybody, then the easier life begins to feel, and the more people get to benefit from it as well. So with that as our starting place today, just take a moment to get comfortable. And when you're ready, just take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just closing the eyes now with the next breath. And just taking a minute or two to get comfortable. To become more aware of the other physical senses. More aware of the sensations of touch, of sound. Whatever it is that enters your awareness. And just bringing that attention now very much to the body, the sensations in the body. As you scan down from head to toe, aware of sensations, aware of emotions, just checking in with how you feel right now. So just taking a moment to be clear about your motivation today. As always, remembering to include others and the benefit that others can receive as a result of you doing this exercise. And so now, just allowing the breath to flow quite naturally, not trying to change it in any way at all. Just bringing the attention, the mind, to that movement of breath, that rising and falling sensation, and just staying with that for the next couple of minutes. And when you're ready, just starting to become more aware of that visualization beginning within yourself before moving on to the other people. So just starting with yourself now. And now just letting go of that image, bringing to mind that person who you really admire, whoever it might be. And just watching as that visualization unfolds in just the same way for them. So with confidence that this person's really sort of shared in this unconditional sense of happiness, contentment, just allowing that image to dissolve, bringing to mind next the person close to you, the person you really kind of care for very much. And once again, and you feel as though that person has really shared in that feeling of happiness. It's undeniable. They look completely relaxed and at peace, at ease, just allowing the image to dissolve. And in its place, bring to mind that third and final person. Once again, just watching as they become increasingly happy, relaxed, and content. And once again, coming to the end of the visualization, that person now completely happy, completely relaxed, letting go of any focus on the visualization or on the breath or of anything else, and just letting the mind have all the space that it needs, just letting it be completely free. And now just bringing the attention once again back to the body, back to the feeling of contact, of pressure against a chair, the floor, noticing any sounds or any of the other senses that are active right now, making you more aware of the space around you as you open your eyes. Yeah, moving from meditation to mindfulness, from awareness within an exercise to awareness in everyday life. A feeling that perhaps that attitude of kindness, of happiness, of wanting to share that with others will pervade the day today. Not in a forced way, and not in terms of making any grand gestures, but just finding its way into your life, almost as though the day sort of feels infused with that attitude. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair and well done for completing another part of the Headspace Journey, the third part of the Heart Series. And well done for sticking with this. I don't say this very often during the Headspace Journey, you know, and my hope is that you're really enjoying the journey, that you're getting a lot out of it. But the truth is, and anyone that's done meditation for any length of time will know, that it's not always easy to sit down with yourself, even when you're doing a really nice altruistic exercise like this. When you sit down, you are confronted with your own mind, and the mind, everyone's mind, is such that we don't always get to experience nice things. So sometimes that means sitting down with difficult, challenging emotions. But the more you can do exercises like this, and we'll build on this throughout the journey, the less likely you are to experience those difficult emotions when you meditate. The less frequently those difficult emotions will visit you throughout the day. And therefore, the less likely they are to impact on the relationships in your life, the ones that really matter to you, that you're very invested in, that you people you spend a lot of time with, but also those people who just sort of come and go in your life, and yet who nonetheless take with them a sense of how you were feeling. So as we move into part four, obviously we'll develop and expand the technique, but also we'll be looking a little bit more again at how you can really work some of these ideas into your relationships. But for now, as I say, well done for completing part three, and I very much look forward to seeing you back here for day one of part four of the Heart Series.